All right, let's try this again. Welcome to the Weekly Wisdom. I'm here live in the back of a car in Salt Lake City, Utah. What's up, Frank?
Good morning, everybody.
With my good friend, Frank Kern. Okay, today I want to talk about having more good in your life, more abundance, more joy, and the things that bring that to you compared to the things that don't, that are the opposite, the things that stall you, the things that frustrate you, the things that don't bring you more money, don't bring you more joy. Easier said than done, but recently, Frank told me to read this book, 80-20. I don't know if you know the 80-20 rule, or most of your happiness, joy, income, if you have a business, most of your profits come from 20% of the people. In fact, 80% of your profits come from 27% of the people. 80% of your happiness comes from 20% of the things that you do. Really sounds so simple, but we don't do it. And what I've we're sitting here in the back of our car talking about you guys before we go live, and said, how do we give you more good or show you a path for more good in your life and less bad? I mean, that's what we all want. I think Joe Polish says it right. He's like, we want more and less right? I mean, that's what we're all here for. That's why you guys would tune in and watch me on a Monday today when there's lots of stuff going on. So, Frank, what do you got to say about more good and less bad?
I'd say it's easier said than done. Like, tactically, to implement the 80-20 rule, because if you talk about 80-20 to someone, they're like, oh yeah, dude, I know that, I've heard that. But now the question is, okay, well, are you doing it? So I heard about it, read blog posts about it, probably starting in 2014, and was like, oh yeah, okay, you know, I get it. But I never actually tried to deploy it. Once I actually tried to deploy it, which was in August of 2016, life was totally different. So we're here today. We're going to meet with some clients here in Utah, where we're going to only do good. So our job today is to only do things that make us excited and energize us, and we're doing none of the bad. And I think from a tactical perspective on how to actually do it, it's a real easy approach. You can just get a piece of paper out, draw a line down the middle, write good on the left, bad on the right, then keep a journal of all your activities you do over the course of a week. Write down all the stuff that you're doing that you like doing. Write down all the stuff that you're doing that you don't like doing. And then on the you don't like doing side, see if you can automate, delegate, or delete it. And I bet a lot of it can be deleted entirely and simply not done. And otherwise, you can set up systems to automate it or get other people to do it, which will allow you to focus on doing only the things that are good. And then in the good column, you'll probably notice that, like, if you had 100 things, let's say, you'll probably notice that 5 of them are super good. And then imagine if you were just only doing those 5 things. I always look at it from the perspective of business, what's yielding the most profit and the biggest results for people. But it really applies to just about everything.
Yeah. No, thank you. That made my weekly wisdom.
That's awesome.
So I didn't have to say much of anything. Hey, guys, Frank's amazing. If you don't know Frank, check him out online. Amazing dude, amazing marketer, amazing businessman. Frank and I are talking about this is, again, the whole concept of do less bad and more good sounds simple, but it really is. There's things that you do by habit that just are repetitive each day that don't serve you, don't serve God, don't serve your bigger future, don't serve your happiness, your joy, and especially don't serve filling up your bank account or your wallet or your purse, right? So as simple as it sounds today, you guys may have heard me speak about creating a not-to-do list. Today, this week, why not take a piece of paper, draw a line down the middle like Frank said, and write down the things that bring joy, bring happiness, bring money, bring income, bring new clients, expand your business on the left. And on the right-hand side, write down the things that cause you frustration, that take away money, that don't make you happy, that take away your confidence, make you feel insecure. Christopher, Mary, Aaron, everybody who's here, thanks for being here with us this morning. But you got to realize, I'm not trying to oversimplify this for you guys, but we get into routines without even realizing it. We do the same thing over and over every day. And some of those things are stopping you from making the money you deserve. Some of them are stopping you from the happiness you deserve. And because we're in this repetitive nature, because of this hypnotic rhythm of our lives, we need to have a break. We need to interrupt it. And making that list could be as simple as 5 minutes and actually taking action in a tactical way, right? Using this to make differences, make changes in your life. So that's our message for today. I hope you guys are awesome. Thanks for joining us, Kathy and everybody who's here, David, Christopher, awesome to have you guys. If you like this message, share it. Make sure you like this page. Make sure you subscribe to the videos. Let's get it out to the world. I appreciate all you guys and being here every week. I read every single post below, so make sure you read them. And if you don't have my new book, make sure you grab it, Millionaire Success Habits. It's still free. We fed hundreds of thousands of people because I feed, I think it's 20 people every time I give a book away. You cover the shipping and handling, I'll send you the best book I've ever written, the hardcover. You just go to deansfreebook.com. That's deansfreebook.com. You guys are amazing. Appreciate you. See you soon. Bye.